can you get the perfume?
Wow, yes.
Chris, bluebells. Yes.
Mm.
Look at this. The sun has obligingly just come out through the trees. The oaks are just coming into flower. Some of the oaks are just in leaf, and you get this lovely variety of different greens, particularly on the beach trees.
And the sun coming through the branches here,
yes,
just illuminating the display.
Yep, and they go on and on and on through. I mean, it's what I call why I get excited and sort of enthused about it, is because it's the living heritage. We've got Romano Temple and the Iceni Temple on the other side of the field. That's history, man-made history gone past. This is the natural history. So forget, not me being rude, forget all the cathedrals and fancy churches and buildings which we revere. This is our heritage, the true heritage.
This is your open-air cathedral.
Look at that,
and
Matthew,
once a year, it never fails.
Look, and we've come a lot lower down. We just started the truck. I turned the engine off, and we freewheeled best part of a quarter of a mile because we're heading downhill. The soil is much better here. Having said it, it's still light, sandy, gravelly soil, but it's got moisture in it, and it's not such a sharp escarpment. That means it hasn't sort of been exposed to the sun and the dry winds that we've had. And it is glorious.
And there's the perfume.
Yes, you're getting that waft this morning, just coming through. The wind is in our face and it's blowing through this. And I just, you know, there's no words to describe this. It's way past my vocabulary to, you know, try and capture it for everybody. But the trees with the low branches on and the light coming through, the perfume, the colour, and the fact that they've been here all my 75 years, and that's just a blip in time compared to how long I feel they have been here, because it's not possible to reclaim this. I don't know if the Romans had a go at growing vines and on here, because it's just unsuitable for agriculture. So that's why the woodland's here, and we've got the woodland flowers underneath. And it is, you know, it needs protection. While it's here and I have custody of it, then they're safe, because one thing you can't do is stand on them. The leaves are gathering the energy for next year. Sometime, you know, as a child, I used to pick a bunch or so for my mum, and I'd get told off if there's any white on the bottom of the stalks, because that means you'd pulled it out of the bulb. You could pick them and just chop them off. Rats just wandering off very delicately through them.
Yes, he knows your feeling about the bluebells. He's probably enjoying the perfume as well.
Well, no, he'd much rather have a rabbit or a stoat to smell, but he's using his nose, and I can see him going off through the bluebells. But you notice they're not as tall as normal. Normally, they'd be up to his shoulder. He's only 12 inches at the shoulder. He thinks he's much bigger, mind you. And
yeah. He will take on a horse.
Yes, he will take on anything that he dislikes. But the bluebells are only halfway up his shoulder, so they're only 6 to 8 inches high, about 150 mil to 200 mil high, and that's about half their normal height.
So though we've got blooms here, and there's a beautiful display this morning with the sun coming through, these are drought-stricken as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole farm is, Matthew. We've got just on 100 acres, that's 40 hectares, of overwinter wild bud seed mix to sow. The seed beds are all ready, but as soon as I go in with the cultivator, there's a cloud of dust behind me. That means the seed will lay there and not germinate. And although I'm very fond of feeding the rooks and all the birds on the farm, there's in the mix is mustard seed, wheat, barley, triticale, fodder radish, and wait for it, black sunflower seed. And the rooks thinks, oh, what a lovely farmer, you know, put them in. And of course, as they're small seeds, a lot of them, you can't put them in the ground too deeply or they won't come up. So the rooks think it's heyday, and I'm just hiding the seed very gently for them, and they'll spend the next fortnight, if there's no rain, harvesting the seed that's meant for them later in the year.
Now, some eagle-eyed listeners, eagle-eared listeners, will say, hang on, a week ago they were sheltering under an umbrella for dear life.
Yes, we were. That was 10 millimetres, and because the ground is so dry. I walked back up the farmyard. We were both soaked through, I'll be honest. And I just scraped the pea shingle, and just under half an inch down, the farmyard was still bone dry. The ground is parched, and when you have a quick burst like that, you have the impression that rainfall amounts have been put right in one go, and it's not like that this year. I think the total we've had is about 15, 20 mil in 8 weeks, and it's a fraction of our normal rainfall. You know, the old motto is April showers. We only had that one. We were out in it.
Yeah. It's like me with my first pint, isn't it? It doesn't touch the sides.
Oh, I don't know about that. No, no. Well, half a pint and I'm anybody's. So, dear, oh dear. Anyway, you know, getting aside, this is our once a year visit, and we don't often come to this portion of woodland on the farm. We're nearly always in Fox's Grove the other side. But nevertheless, it's a celebration of what the English countryside, the UK countryside, can put on for free. It's a natural display. That's why I call it the living heritage. It's been here probably thousands of years. Nobody knows how long. I'm guessing at that, but probably since the end of the last ice age. They're British native plants. They've had, we call them bluebells. They've had four scientific names since I've been born. The latest one is Hyansis nonscriptus, and I think that's about to change as well. But the bluebells don't. They at humans, probably.
But bluebell, that's really what they are, yes, aren't they? And we've got this carpet of colour here, yes, the beautiful blue, and what a privilege to see,
yes,
it.
And all the little flowers are all hanging demurely to one side. There are interlopers called Spanish bluebells, and they have the flowers all the way around the stem, but this is the real thing. Occasionally, if we walked out into the display, you'd find a white one, occasionally a pink one, and I used to go hunting for those as a young boy. But in just a few more days, they'll be fully out, and then they'll go very quickly this year because virtually there's no rain in the imminent forecast for us. So it's fingers crossed, rain dance time imminent, and there we are. We'll do our best to hope we get some rainfall. Matthew, you can see the soil type there. It's still gravelly, sandy soil, but a little bit more moisture. But these won't be here long this year. Look at those. They're only 4 inches high and in full flower.
They're really stunted, aren't they?
Yes. There we are.
Bluebells and swallows today, Chris. It all comes at once.
I know. Yes. Come on, Rat. In the truck. Next stop.
Thank you for joining Chris, myself, and little old Rat on High Ash Farm in Norwich. If you want to hear more tales from the countryside, you can subscribe or tune in to Chris's weekly podcast. It's on the High Ash Farm website. And I'll be back here on Chatterbox next month with a fine selection specially crafted for listeners to the Norwich Talking newspaper. Bye for now.